There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking technology now on The Business Breakfast. ArabClix is a new company in Dubai. It's at the intersection of three worlds that don't normally collide: e-commerce, influencers, and high finance. Let me explain. Mauro Romano is the co-founder of ArabClix, and he's with us in the studio. Mauro, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you, guys.
So ArabClix is described as a performance-based marketing platform. You've got backing from Dubai Future Accelerators. Your background is in finance, working at the London Stock Exchange. And here you are in Dubai, setting up a company that represents influencers. I'm confused. Tell me what's going on.
What we thought with my business partner, Khalid, was to create something new for the region. We saw a gap into the market. Transparency was one of the key elements that has driven us into this project. ArabClix is a connector, is an enabler of e-commerce providers on one side willing to expand their online presence and drive more traffic onto their website. And on the other side, you have traffic generators that can be influencers, they can be media providers, publishers, bloggers, YouTubers, willing to do what? Willing to write contents and at the same time to monetize their contents via directing traffic onto the e-commerce.
So, if I understand it, what you will do is help someone like a Souq.com or a Noon.com or a Mum's World or a Spree or whatever it may be, an e-commerce site, you help them boost their traffic by getting an influencer like Huda Kattan or a Shireen Mitvalli or an Alex Hershey to what? To endorse Souq.com? To promote Souq.com? How does it work?
Yeah, that's right. You're spot on. The idea behind is that we create a portfolio of traffic generators. And as you said, one pillar of the traffic generator strategy is going to be influencers. They're going to be talking about products. And these products are going to be available on Noon.com, Spree, Mum's World, Souq.com, and so on and so forth. Now, we as a platform, we are sitting in the background and we are just making the transaction go through very smoothly. So what we do is we follow the transaction in order to create a fully transparent mechanism where on one side, you have the influencers able to monetize their business. On the other side, you have the e-commerce providers able to understand what they are paying for.
Who pays you?
We are in the middle. So we are an exchange. Going back to the point about the London Stock Exchange, we are just getting a very small commission and not upfront. We are taking the commission only when the transaction is happening. So we are very disruptive on this point.
So I don't know, Spree or Mum's World doesn't pay you and the influencer doesn't pay you. You only get paid if a product that the influencer has endorsed gets bought on the website.
When the product gets bought on an e-commerce provider, then there is a commission granted to us by the e-commerce provider.
And you have to split that, presumably, with the influencer.
And the influencer is going to get most of it, and we are getting a very small percentage.
Right.
If you were able, for instance, through the use of a good influencer, for instance, Richard Dean, he endorsed a product and it drove the traffic to a website by 100%, what sort of level of sales does that typically translate into? What would sales be up? 5, 10, 15%?
Yeah, I mean...
What are the figures? Supposing you double the traffic to my website,
yep.
How much could I expect my sales to go up as a result?
There is a direct relationship in between the traffic that you're generating and the money that you're making. So if you're doubling the volume onto an e-commerce provider...
I'm asking for me as the e-commerce provider. I want you to tell me that if you drive twice as many people to my website, how much would my sales likely increase?
Double. I mean,
that's assuming everybody buys something.
Everybody buys something. Now you need to look at the statistic in terms of conversion. And, you know, it could be around a 5%, 8% conversion that you're getting out of incremental traffic generated.
All right.
I'm interested in the London Stock Exchange angle for this, because typically when we get people coming talking about e-commerce and influencers, they're from a marketing background. But you're a finance guy. As I say, you worked at the London Stock Exchange. So you're taking some of the ideas and principles and technologies that an exchange, like a stock exchange, uses. How does that work?
Well, to be honest, it's very simple. One of the key elements of driving traffic is, for an exchange, is translated as you are driving liquidity. You want to bring liquidity to the sellers. So the sellers want to get more out of their inventory. How do you do that? You embed into the platform concept of artificial intelligence tools. So, for example, in ArabClix, we have developed a crawling mechanism, an automatic crawling mechanism, which basically allows us to go onto the different influencers' website, onto the different media and publishers' website, and understand automatically what the influencer, the media publisher, is talking about, and match automatically the influencer or the media publisher with the relevant category found on the other side. So you're really optimizing automatically the matching between the buyers and the sellers.
You're going to need massive scale for this to work because you're working on small commissions, aren't you?
Scale is key. Is absolutely the key, the quintessence of what we are doing here. And technology is helping us because everything is basically in the cloud between the US and Europe.
What proof of concept is there for this type of business working? For example, when Careem launched, there was proof of concept with Uber. When Suit.com launched, there was proof of concept with Amazon. Who's doing this elsewhere in the world and proved that it can work?
Look, the Arabic world is a little bit behind Europe and US. There are other companies which are providing in the Europe and US, providing the performance marketing network. The elements that we're adding on top is the automation, the capability of really scaling up without manual intervention. And this is kind of unique in what we do.
It's been great to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Thanks very much indeed. Best of luck with that. Mara Romana is the co-founder of ArabClix, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.